Start by doing what's necessary, then do what's possible, and suddenly you're doing the impossible. Mika's favorite motto comes from St. Francis of Assisi. Earthkeeper Hero, Mika Van Hennen, by Wendy Jewell from the My Hero Project. Mika Van Hennen hails from the Nordic country of Finland. He's a dreamer, an innovator, family man, educator, musician, change maker, and the founder of ENO, Environment Online, the global virtual school and network for sustainable development. Since 2000, according to ENO, there are now 10,000 schools in 152 countries taking part in this international push for a sustainable planet. ENO cooperates with various bodies within the United Nations to implement its interactive curricula and activities to resolve environmental issues through community engagement. ENO was recently recognized at the RIO Plus 20 Summit in Brazil, the UN Climate Change Conference in Doha, Qatar, and Tbilisi Plus 35 for its efforts to plant 100 million trees by 2017. Lucky for us, they are well on their way. I recently spoke with Mika via social media and was able to get this interview. Where does Mika Van Hennen come from? When did you realize your interest in peace and the environment? I come from Joensuu. It's a town in eastern Finland, about 100 kilometers from the border of Finland and Russia. I was inspired by Wangari Maathai and her Greenbelt movement and had an idea to start the new school year with tree planting in ENO. This was in September 9 years ago. Later that same year, Wangari received the Nobel Peace Prize. How do peace and sustainable development go hand in hand? You cannot build a sustainable future if there's no peace. On the other hand, peace must be built on sustainable development. For someone who's never heard of ENO and the work you do, what is ENO? ENO is a global virtual school network for sustainable development where thousands of schools in about 150 countries study the environmental topics together and make concrete deeds for the environment. ENO comes from Environment Online. It's also the name of the village where I launched it 13 years ago in a small primary school. What inspired you to start ENO? ENO is a spin-off from the GLOBE program, www.globe.gov, an initiative by Al Gore in Rio 1992. It was first a web-based program in the 1990s, where schools and scientists shared their measurements to benefit the environment. My school was amongst the most active ones. GLOBE was most focused on a scientific approach, lacking interaction between schools and more comprehensive approach in learning for sustainable development. As that kind of project did not exist, I decided to create ENO. Who runs ENO? ENO is a voluntary network. It's run by ENO Program Association in Finland and based on voluntary work. We have country coordinators in 142 countries who share information about ENO activities, translate material into their mother languages, and inform schools to join. Why an online virtual school for sustainable development? To connect schools around the world to study and work together for the environment. Without ICT, it would not be possible. Sustainable development is a concept always mentioned in a curricula, but only words. This makes the concept live at schools. How do teachers, students, and others get involved with you? We interact mostly through email and social media. What are you doing for the International Day of Peace 2013, and can anyone join you? We celebrate our 10th Tree Planting Day for Peace, 20 September. And plant trees for peace naturally. This time it's open to anyone interested. We ask participants to plant 10 trees in a circle. It's a shape of international peace symbol. As tree planting started in 2004, we will put signs for each tree with the names of Nobel Peace Prize laureates 2004 through 2012. One tree with a sign of 10th ENO Tree Planting for Peace. What does peace mean to you? I want to promote peace in everyday life, not by speaking about it, but acting. Finland is one of the most peaceful countries in the world, but it wasn't 70 years ago. My parents and their family had to leave their homes, were evacuated then. It was because of war between Finland and Russia. It's not only people who die and suffer from wars. Many have to leave their homes and live in uncertain and poor situations. Therefore, we need more peace in the world. How can we see an online copy of the Peace Forest book by ENO students? We only have a few stories online as we did not have resources to publish more, but you can find those stories here. You recently quit being a teacher to run ENO full-time. Was that a hard decision? And what does your day look like now? Yes, it was even though I had unofficially run ENO full-time for many years. The city of Jiangsu promised to support our association, and we try to get the rest of funding from our ministries. It's like walking on ice. Now it seems thick enough, but hoping it won't get thin, as I have my family to support as well. One can call me a lifestyle entrepreneur. You're also an accomplished musician. What's happening with your music now? For Eno, I've composed songs to spread the message, like Tree Planting Song for Environment and Peace. I started to compose music 20 years ago. Now I finally will publish my first album called The Red Box. Lyrics are based on different stories and music blues, jazz and stage music from New Orleans' Second Life mood to Berlin in 30s, from bossa nova to lyric songs. Mika Van Hanen Ensemble also has a page on Facebook. You've met some awesome people on the planet. Do you have a hero? And if so, why? People inspire me, public persons and men on the street. I admire environmentalists, philosophers, scientists, etc. Yesterday, I had a lunch with Dr. Rajendra Pakhare, IPCC. He's a very inspiring person, not only because of his knowledge, but his passion for environment. Or like Jane Goodall, I'm also inspired by teachers and students around the world when seeing their dedication to environmental matters and humanity. What advice do you have for children who are facing a questionable future due to climate change and so much conflict in the world? Instead of demonizing climate change or conflicts, we need to encourage children to act for their environment together, organize campaigns and activities while having fun at the same time. We need to raise children towards active citizenship while giving them objective information and positive actions. If you had the attention of the world for 5 minutes, what would you do or say? Think also with your heart. Is the meaning of life to live only for your benefit or for us all? When making decisions, think about your real values, humanity, and equality. We only have one planet. Show your good thoughts in action, not only in your mind. What gives you hope? People around me, offline and online. Thank you, Mika, for doing what you do for your family, community, country, and planet. I'd like to end on a Mika quote. Quote, "Wherever you find a spot, at least plant a seed of peace in your heart."